Crowley takes over from outgoing executive Chris Abele, who was elected after Republican Scott Walker left the office to become governor. He emerged as the winner in a narrow lead over Larson. The two were separated by around 1,000 votes. Crowley told WPR late Monday he's ready to get to work.
Figuring out what we can do about this coronavirus, coordinating with our health care providers, our local municipalities, as well as our state and federal officials to make sure that we're doing everything that we can.
Larson would have been entitled to a recount, but in a video conference Tuesday, the Democratic state senator said a prolonged fight would further divide the community at a time when people need to unite during the coronavirus pandemic. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.